Inside the walls of an old Duma prison, four captives lie awake in their beds. An earthquake had toppled the old prison walls and put dreams of escape in their heads. As if it was God or maybe the devil had finally shown them the way. They took out the guards and mounted their horses and left before light of the day. Four battered and desperate and dying men headed south in the glaring sun. Each one of them knowing that in the end there could only be just one. The first stop they made was to dig up some gold in the hills on the outside of town. One of them knew that his fate had been sealed when a secret was pulled from the ground. The desert was hot and the canteens were empty, with water so hard to find. And the one who had shared up his secret of gold was the first one to get left behind. Three battered and desperate and dying men headed south in the glaring sun. Each one of them knowing that in the end there could only be just one. When they came upon water, they stopped there to rest, as one took his place in the shade. The other slept lightly, and when he woke, he knew the mistake he had made. He followed on foot, he went over the mountain, determined to catch them again. And when he succeeded, a gunfight ensued and brought one man's life to an end. Two battered and desperate and dying men headed south in the glaring sun. Each one of them knowing that in the end there could only be just one. Seventy miles they rode in the summer, south through the Mexico line. They came to the bay at the edge of the ocean, as bounty men followed behind. The jackers pursued them, and one man lay wounded. He held up his gun in his hand, said, "My time is up, you go on without me. It's time that I make my last stand." One battered and desperate and dying man headed south in the glaring sun. Out on the water a boat set sail, the journey just begun.